Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about propaganda. Jennifer Rubin writes for the Washington Post and is advertised as a conservative blogger. She wrote yesterday, New York City reports zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since pandemic hit. This is what competent government can accomplish. I was pretty amazed by this claim because New York City has the highest COVID-19 death rate in the world. Governor Cuomo created the carnage by sending thousands of sick people into nursing homes. Sending thousands of people infected with a virus known to kill old people into nursing homes is not only not good government, but it's completely insane. The most likely reason why fewer people are dying in New York City now is because so many people got exposed back in March, April, and May, they're probably approaching herd immunity. The government of New York did just about everything wrong, but the virus has largely run its course there. Now let's look at another example of what the press calls good government. This is what good governance can achieve. New Zealand lifts all COVID restrictions, declaring the nation virus-free. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she did a little dance as it was confirmed New Zealand had no active virus cases. The first problem with this is that she's not telling the truth. According to the New Zealand Department of Health, there are 25 active cases there today. But the bigger problem is with the claim that they have no COVID restrictions. New Zealand's borders are closed and their tourist industry is decimated. They have no way to reopen their borders because as soon as they do, the virus will come back in. And the longer they keep their borders closed, the more vulnerable the country becomes not only to COVID-19, but also to new emerging flu strains. Isolation is extremely dangerous in a connected world like we live in. A good example of this is what happened in North America when Europeans brought flu and smallpox virus to the New World. Native American populations were decimated by the new viruses because they had no immunity. The New Zealand policy of wiping out the virus requires complete isolation. And the same journalists who are bragging about New Zealand shutting down their borders are the ones who complain about a border wall in the United States. And there are lots of other problems with New Zealand's policy. Besides destroying the livelihood of the many people involved in their tourism industry, New Zealand has also trampled on individual rights. In the New Zealand COVID-19 Public Health Response Bill, they gave the police unlimited power to enter people's homes. So New Zealand gave their police unlimited power, even as New Zealand citizens were out on the streets demonstrating against the police in other countries. This is some extremely Orwellian doublethink. Nothing that they're doing makes any sense for their long-term future. Now let's compare how the press responded to New York and New Zealand versus Sweden. Sweden is a country which actually did exercise good governance. This graph of daily deaths from COVID-19 in Sweden shows that they had a peak back in April when nursing homes got infected. But ever since then, they've been steadily declining down towards zero. Sweden never closed their borders, they never closed their under 15 schools, they never closed their restaurants and bars, and they did everything they could to avoid trampling on human rights. And perhaps most importantly in Sweden, the population there believes they're safe. They believe they're close to herd immunity, so fear of the virus in Sweden is very low compared to many other countries. This is the exact opposite of New Zealand, where very few people believe they have immunity, and the country believes they need to stay isolated. Sweden's universities are now open, and life is fairly normal there. And like New York and New Zealand, the number of deaths occurring there is very low. Let's look now at how the press has responded to Sweden's very bold and brave success. The press calls Sweden a failure because Sweden rejected the lockdown agenda which the press has been pushing. Sweden protected human rights and Sweden rejected the authoritarian measures which the press was hoping to impose on everybody in the world. The New York Times says that Sweden suffered a vastly higher death rate while failing to collect on the expected economic gains. Let's take a look now at how spectacular the lies from the New York Times are. Death rates in Sweden are less than one-third of the death rates in New Jersey and New York. And they're also lower than San Marino, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Belgium, District of Columbia, Louisiana, Andorra, the United Kingdom, Michigan, Spain, Italy, Illinois, and Maryland, all of which locked down. So the press called New York a success despite the fact that they have the highest death rate in the world. And the press also called Sweden a failure because they said their death rate was too high. The press corps has no ethics, standards, or consistency. They simply change the narrative towards whichever propaganda works best for them at that particular moment. The reality is that New York City is falling apart. Shootings are up 358% over last year. And as crime soars in New York City, they're simultaneously defunding their police department. All of the cultural advantages of New York have been shut down by the government. Crime is soaring, and people are fleeing the city. There's no reason to live there anymore. Not only did New York have the highest COVID-19 death rate in the world, but they've also managed to destroy their city in the process. And this is what the press calls good government. New Zealand is a different story, though. It appears that they have painted themselves into a corner with their policy of isolation. But I think the government has a plan to get out of it. All that New Zealand has to do to get out of this is to enforce mandatory vaccinations and then stop testing people. Then the problem magically goes away. If this happens, people will be dying from COVID-19 in New Zealand, but the press won't talk about it, so most people will never know. Bill Gates and his friends want to sell 2 billion doses of the mystery Oxford coronavirus vaccine. No one has ever developed a successful coronavirus vaccine, and the people working on one at Oxford say that the virus is disappearing so quickly their vaccine only has a 50% chance of working. So why do we need a vaccine against a virus which is disappearing and which Sweden already proved was totally unnecessary? What's going on doesn't appear at the surface to be making any sense, but there's a very good explanation for all of it. Bill Gates wants to inject people with something, and governments around the world want a way out of the mess which they've created. Thus, Bill Gates' mystery vaccine becomes their silver bullet. Very little which we hear from the press anymore has anything to do with reality. It's propaganda pushing somebody's agenda. Visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com. He's been pulling back the curtain on junk science and propaganda for a long time.